With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Trump administration has taken steps to ease tensions in Minneapolis after weeks of immigration unrest, White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
After two U.S. citizens were shot and killed by federal agents, President Trump removed the Border Patrol boss, sidelined Attorney General Pam Bondi, and dispatched his border czar to Minneapolis to direct enforcement operations. The administration also announced that it will issue body-worn cameras to every Homeland Security officer, including those from ICE. And on Wednesday, Border Czar Tom Homan announced the immediate withdrawal of 700 federal officers from Minnesota. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As the president contemplates potential military action against Iran, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel has a keen interest in confronting the Iranian threats.
It's not just eliminating Iran's nuclear program or eliminating its enrichment capabilities, but we need to eliminate the missile capabilities, which are huge, and to stop Iran's support for terrorism throughout the Middle East and indeed the entire world.
Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Pakistani security forces have arrested four suspects linked to a suicide bombing at a Shiite mosque near the capital Friday that killed 31 people. The Interior Ministry announced the arrest yesterday, including the alleged mastermind. A regional affiliate of ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack. The bombing also wounded about 170 people. India and the U.S. have released a framework for an interim trade agreement to allow lower tariffs on Indian goods. The joint statement released Friday follows President Trump's announcement to reduce import tariffs on India. It comes 6 months after imposing taxes to press New Delhi to cut its reliance on Russian oil. This is SRN News. Judaism's various streams are moving in more liberal directions, just as many Christian denominations are. Rabbis and rabbinical students in the U.S. are more likely to be homosexuals or women. Orthodox branches of Judaism are generally maintaining the traditional way of doing things, but Reform, conservative, and non-denominational Jewish institutions are embracing the LGBT agenda in particular. According to the latest data, 37% of American Jews are Reform, 17% are conservative, 9% Orthodox. The Trump administration has dispatched a small team of military officers to Nigeria, where Muslim terrorists are killing Christians by the thousands. General Dag Anderson says the move followed his meeting with Nigeria's president in Rome late last year. The general adds, quote, "This small U.S. team brings some unique capabilities from the United States in order to augment what Nigeria has been doing for several years." It's the latest effort by the Trump administration to stop the bloodletting. This is SRN News. Amazon sales surged 14% during the fourth quarter, helped by strong holiday spending and a better-than-expected growth in its prominent cloud computing unit.
All the booming business was not enough to offset anxiety for some investors. Shares fell more than 11% in after-hours trading on Thursday, as investors appeared to be spooked by the Seattle-based tech company's plans to increase its capital spending by nearly 60% or $200 billion as it sees opportunities in artificial intelligence, robots, semiconductors, and satellites. The company's fourth quarter profits also were slightly below analyst projections. Bob Agner reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 8th. It's the 39th day of 2026. On this date in history, 1587, Mary, Queen of Scots, was beheaded at Fotheringhay Castle in England after she was implicated in a plot to murder her cousin, Queen Elizabeth. This is SRN News.